So why are you worried about the bare sand? What's happening to it?
The obvious one is really that when Glen Canyon Dam was completed in 1963, it forms a 700-foot high wall that creates Lake Powell upstream. And all of the sediment, which would otherwise be transported through the Grand Canyon, is now sitting in Lake Powell. And so Grand Canyon is really starved of sediment. And the other reason that Glen Canyon Dam affects bare sediment is sort of a more subtle story. And that's how flows have changed in the post-dam period. So in the pre-dam period, the river system was marked by really, really big spring and summer floods. Following those floods, the river would essentially go dry. It's a desert river. And it's sort of what we would expect. But today, the flows through Grand Canyon are really steady year round. So you've lost those large floods. But importantly for bare sand, you've lost those really low flows as well throughout the summer and fall months.
Just tell me briefly how you went about answering this question about what was going to happen with the sand.
So we compiled a map of all of the bare sand that existed from the foot of Glen Canyon Dam downstream about 115 miles to Phantom Ranch. And so what we did was we combined that with some flow modeling, where we could look at, for any amount of water that was coming down the river, how much of that bare sand would be underwater versus how much would be exposed.
So what did you find out?
I think the first and most important finding is that right now in the post-dam period, there's about half as much bare sand at the bottom of Grand Canyon as there was during the pre-dam period. And that's due largely in part to the fact that flows from Glen Canyon Dam are elevated throughout the year compared to what they were in the pre-dam period. You've lost those really low flows that would expose a lot of sand. But it's also due to the fact that given those steady flows, there is essentially the perfect place for plants to make a home. And so Grand Canyon has become a greener place, and those plants tend to colonize bare sand.
What does that mean ecologically for the river?
It's such an altered ecosystem that most of the riparian vegetation we see are, they tend to be invasive plant species. And so there's a lot of tamarisk. And we actually, as part of the study, did a little bit of vegetation modeling as well. And what we found is that over about the next 20 years or so, the small amount of bare sand that remains, almost all of it is really good habitat for tamarisk. And so we expect to see more and more tamarisk come into the river corridor over the next couple of decades. And so as part of this study, one of the important questions that we asked was, well, what does the future hold for bare sand in Grand Canyon? And I think, unfortunately, the management plan over the next 20 years is sort of business as usual in terms of flows. It does not allow for very low flows from the dam. And so that's going to have the effect of continuing to inundate a lot of the bare sand along the river corridor and also make great habitat for plants. And so over the next two decades, we predict that there's going to be progressively less and less bare sand throughout at least the upper half of Grand Canyon and likely throughout the entire system.
So in other words, the current management plan isn't really doing anything to reverse these changes.
That's correct. There's really two ways that we can think about increasing the extent of bare sand. Neither way is necessarily easy, but some combination of a reintroduction of extreme low flows that were seen in the pre-dam period, along with widespread vegetation removal, is sort of the key to re-exposing a lot of the bare sediment throughout Grand Canyon.
Alan Kasprak, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Melissa.